Moving now to pro tennis. The U.S. Open is underway in New York. Venus Williams won her first match yesterday, and Serena Williams plays today. The game they're playing is a game of skill, but the technology matters too. The game we're seeing this week is in many ways different than it used to be because the equipment has changed.
Decades ago, tennis legends used heavy wooden rackets. Then they switched to lightweight graphite. That changed the game, and now the game is changing again.
It's the strings, really, more so than the rackets.
Roman Prokes makes a living stringing tennis rackets for stars like Pete Sampras and Andy Roddick. He says some players are switching from strings made of animal intestines. Many now deliver their power serves with strings of stiff polyester.
With the polyester strings, it kind of grabs the ball. You almost hold it on the strings, and it generates tremendous spin.
Its backers claim polyester puts more spin on the ball, and tennis researcher John Yandell is among those who tried to find out why.
No one ever saw another human being hit a tennis ball. That event lasts about 4 milliseconds, which is about 20 times too fast for your eye to register.
Yandell used high-speed video cameras to track what was happening in those milliseconds. He took a look at Rafael Nadal and his polyester strings. Tennis writer Joshua Speckman says the ball becomes more lively because the strings are more lively in those milliseconds.
They're moving basically twice as much. They're sliding in a position and snapping back right where they came from before the ball leaves the strings.
The only problem is those stiff strings also tend to give players a sore arm, and not all tennis players have switched over to polyester.
Earlier we mentioned the Williams sisters among the players at the U.S. Open. They still deliver their powerful serves with traditional strings. Apparently finding out that natural fiber is still more stylish than polyester.
Also at the U.S. Open today, Rafael Nadal will take his polyester strings onto the court. He is the defending U.S. Open champion and faces a match against Andrei Golubev. The top men's seed for this year is Novak Djokovic, and he is playing today.
Roger Federer won his first match yesterday. On the women's side, Maria Sharapova won her first round match, but not easily. She needed 3 sets and more than 2.5 hours to knock off 102nd-ranked Heather Watson.